Hope you're feeling well, and we can introduce another practice. So, as before, always just making sure that we're being appropriate to what we feel is supportive for us. Sometimes we can feel that, if we're going back to the earlier practices, maybe, it means we're not doing something well or we're not advancing correctly. But always the most advanced or most expert level is doing what's appropriate. So, yesterday, bringing more and more attention to the Vedana. Hopefully, we notice that it does change our experience in ways. So, in any moment, looking for Vedana is an insightful way of looking. Insightful because by paying attention to Vedana, we lessen the flow towards dukkha, distress. And what we get to see is that experience is affected by that way of looking. So, what we can say is that experience, and in particular the object in experience, is not independent from the way of looking. So we can see that the experience, and in particular the object in experience, is not independent of the way of looking. What we may also call the lens of perception. One way of describing this is that it's like when we look at life, we're always looking through a pair of glasses. And so we can have a pair of glasses that's really good at seeing Vedana. And today we're suggesting wearing a pair of glasses that is really good at seeing anicca, inconstancy. And we know that we can sometimes find ourselves wearing a pair of glasses that just wants to see what's wrong. Or we might wear a pair of glasses that just wants to see what can I get here for me. And so we can have liberating glasses and we can have, dukkha glasses. So all metaphors are a little bit rubbish. And so this metaphor might suggest let's just take all the glasses off and see how life really is. So, in a way, they're not really glasses, they're actually eyes. There isn't anything when you're not wearing glasses. Any time there's an appearance, there has to be a very subtle kind of greed for that experience, subtly pulling that object into attention. We don't need to worry about that, but I'm maybe a bit obsessed with the accuracy of the metaphor. In Buddhism, there are these three insightful ways of looking that the Buddha emphasizes. And over the next 3 days, I'd like us to introduce each one per day. The first of these is anicca. The principle being that we normally have a subtle presumption that things are fixed or that they're going to last. Right, yeah, I saw it disappear. So did you miss anything? So you heard that we have the three characteristics and that we'll introduce those. That was it. Yeah, we'll do the first anicca. That was what I said. Yeah, I didn't say anything after that. Yeah. So seeing anicca that we okay yeah. So this is what I said. Yeah, that we presume that things will be fixed or that long lasting. And we could say, you know, that's like a misunderstanding and it leads to dukkha. The reactivity that we feel depends on feeling like, well, this is going to last, it's worth reacting to. Or this is something that's fixed, it's independent from its own side, and therefore, you know, I need to deal with it. The other two characteristic views we'll get onto later, but just to kind of name them for those who are curious. So there are ways of looking that see that in our experience there's some dukkha. And that can be really quite obvious as, oh yeah, I'm really experiencing dukkha. And it can be very, very subtle, which is that, you know, I just feel like there's a very subtle push and pull on experience, and I can lessen that. The third way of looking is to look at things as not being independent selves. So we can see things as not being independent, but being interdependent. You may have heard about this interdependence. And also that they don't exist, you know, independent from the way that they're looked at. They don't have a self that's independent, regardless of how you look at it. And it also introduces a liberating way of looking, of not being so identified with body, heart, mind, thoughts. Okay, but today we're going to bring our attention to anicca, while also keeping sustaining that kind of spaciousness, that kind attention, all of that while we're doing this. So anicca is indicating that things are transitory. They're changing. Inconstant. Impermanent. You running out of words? So that all things that rise and pass is actually, it's quite basic, it's quite obvious to us. But we can build on that acknowledgement and actually develop it into a tool in the meditation. So you kind of find for yourself the way to do this. I saw it froze, but it's okay. So you'll find for yourself the best way of doing this. But the way we suggest is of just a very gentle reminder or like a noting. So probably you'll say it in Czech or you can use the Pali or whatever. It just, as we're experiencing our experience, we can just say, this is anicca, this is inconstant. And so for those who want to kind of put this in a place within all of the teachings, this is something that's called verbal fabrication. And so it kind of, it's engaging a little bit of the thinking through language to introduce the concept that, you know, this is anicca. And hopefully, you know, it won't feel like an argument that then, you know, we'll have to say back, no, this isn't anicca. So it's quite a skillful way of looking. So it's like it's something that we know, but it's also something that we forget. Did we get all of that bit? Okay, great. And hopefully what we'll see is that it develops a less problematic way of relating, as we mentioned yesterday. You know, would we be so impassioned about really needing to get something or needing to get rid of something when we remind ourselves, actually, this is inconstant? And hopefully similar to the practice we had on the second day, where we were relating in less problematic ways to the unpleasant, we realize, it's easier, it's nicer. When we notice it's inconstant, we can actually get a little bit closer to the experience and we can allow for more appreciation in that moment of something that's pleasant or enjoyable. And we'll talk more about this as the retreat goes on, but it's actually the grabbing onto, the trying to hold onto the pleasant actually makes it less pleasant. And even if we're relating to things which are neither pleasant nor not pleasant, by understanding their anicca, it's like, wow, look at this mysterious thing coming into being, that interest, that engagement with it. The anicca of our connection is... So we can have this as a practice in our meditations, you know, we'll do that shortly. But it can also be something that we just drop in our life or just here, you know, say like when I'm going to bed at night, just to remind myself everything that happened today was anicca. You know, we can just go through the day, every emotion I felt, every energy I was in, every sensation, experience, they're all anicca. And yet they probably didn't seem like that at the time, unless we were practicing with a skillful way of looking. And this is helpful because it also means maybe then in this moment, you know, in a present moment when everything feels kind of heavy and difficult, we'll remember, this too will pass. For today, we'll mostly just be bringing this towards body sensations and sounds, whatever it is your practice. But if at any time you feel quite steady, quite stable in the practice, you can bring it to other things as well. So we can bring it to that sense of the Vedana that's appearing. So, that's also inconstant. We can also bring it to a subtle object like the way I'm perceiving this to be right now. So it could be around like a subtle object like the way I perceive this instruction for the day. Right now I perceive it a certain way. I feel about it a certain way, I think of it a certain way, and that's changing. It's going to change. And over time, we can kind of develop it into all types of senses that we can, things that we can sense, like the thoughts, the feelings that pass through, even consciousness itself in this particular way, how consciousness feels, like the size of the consciousness, the kind of, we could say like the flavor of the consciousness. It's all anicca. But as I say, the main practice I would say today is that we're going to be developing the gathered heart and mind direct contact in the present moment. And then bringing in that way of looking. This sensation is anicca. This sound is anicca. And so, to balance this up, it's probably quite helpful that at least half the time we'll just be practicing, like we'll do maybe like half the sessions. They're just for the gathered, the harmonious listening experience. And then up to half of them, we could think, during this one, I'm going to drop in that insightful way of looking. So maybe we could say, it's one sitting's like this, the next sitting's like that. Could be one way of doing it. Or it could be kind of the first half is just the calming, the settling. The second half, we bring in the insight, way of looking. So we're introducing this way of looking to support release, support letting go, support a more delightful way of being. So we may notice at times, though, that this actually, that everything passes, that everything is in constant, can have different emotional feelings for us. And so being sensitive here, finding the right time. To open to the anicca of certain things. And so if we're clear, I don't think that would be helpful. Don't rush this. And remembering that we can change the practice back to something that's really supportive. Metta is really, really helpful at these times. And some of you will know other practices which are really soothing, really kind of heal that kind of energy of that space. Even just relaxing there is really, really helpful. Breathing deeply. Okay, one more point just for the long-term view of this. We might all agree it's true, everything is anicca. But we're not doing this because it's true. We're actually doing this because it's useful. In time, we may even think actually it's not true that everything's anicca. Either way, what matters is that when I look, this is inconstant. It opens a sense of freedom, opens a sense of letting be, letting go, letting in. So that's what it means. It's useful for reducing tanha, for reducing dukkha. And so that's why we're doing it, not because it's true or not true. That's less significant. Maybe I'll speak a bit more about that this evening. This isn't an argument. We're just saying, oh, I'm going to look at you as inconstant and see what happens. Great. Okay, so let's bring this into a practice. So if you need a little stretch, feel free to take that. And when we're ready, we'll practice some anicca. So maybe we'll start the meditation and we'll just listen to a few hits on the bell, and I'll say a little bit before each one. So in a moment, if Adam, are you near the bell? How far away is it? Who's near the bell? Yeah, in a moment, yeah. Just noticing the anicca of that sound. Sound is here and then it fades away. So we can have one more. So everything is like that bell. It's there and then it fades and it fades until it's very, very subtle towards the end. Yeah? It lasts actually longer maybe than we thought. But in this next, and it'll be the last ringing of the bell, notice the vibrations within the sound. They're also arising, passing, coming into being, out of being. And even within them, there are fluctuations. It's inconstant within itself also. So if we can have the bell again. So if we are listening to sounds, we notice all sounds are like this, impermanent and also inconstant. And if we're listening to the breath, we'll also notice an in-breath is impermanent, but also inconstant within itself. Let's do our practice in this present moment, aware of the anicca. Noticing whatever's in attention is also anicca. It won't last and it's already changing, it's inconstant. Notice that mindfulness, that paying attention is also inconstant. If it's particularly unreliable today, use some of that intimacy counting practice. Where we're paying close attention, maybe to the breath or the sounds, just counting the breath as well. But in the intimacy, also having that understanding, this is anicca, this is inconstant. invite you to draw your attention towards invite your attention maybe to somewhere where one part of the body is touching another, like maybe the hands in the lap or on the legs, or just the arms against the sides of the body. Noticing how vibrant, how dynamic, how alive this is. How the hand feels from the perspective of the legs, how the legs feel to the hands. Or even how each one feels within itself. It's all so inconstant. So in a relaxed way, allowing it to be this way, no resistance to the anicca of this moment. Could say as little resistance as possible. Noticing that everything in the body is inconstant, like this. Invite you to open around the space around the body, the awareness of this whole room and outside, and opening to the field of sound. Everything dynamic within the body, everything dynamic out in the world, these sounds of rising and passing, all anicca. Every sound impermanent, but also inconstant. Even the silence is inconstant. Everything in the body, everything in the world around us, inconstant. Also the world of thoughts, moods, emotions, also inconstant. Tune in and notice that oftentimes there's a sense of how this meditation is going, a sense of the meditation. And that's also anicca. Everything can be opened around, less reactivity. Just for the last minute, keeping a really spread awareness and just allowing everything that flows through to be seen as anicca. as with all, through the day, try practicing with that kind of full range of sensations, those that feel problematic and those that feel really easy. And just seeing how that is when we bring that noting or that understanding, anicca. We can practice like we were doing in that last minute with really spread awareness, whatever flows in, any sense door, whatever, we just see it as anicca. Or we could come in and just stay, you know, in one sense door, like the sense door of hearing and everything that arises in hearing. And so just finding for yourself what's most helpful. And, you know, you have six sense doors available to you, the touch contact, the seeing, the smelling and the tasting. So you might just want to focus in one of those sense door avenues. And so that can work in the walking or in the sitting. You can notice the anicca of, you know, things around you while you're doing the walking. And it can be really helpful just to kind of bring it in, particularly when there's something that doesn't seem particularly anicca at that time. Like stones, or trees, or buildings. And if you want to go into something very, very deep, there's actually the subtle arising and passing of intentions while we're walking. You can actually notice the arising up of an intention to move the body, move and take a step. Feel that intention when you reach the end of the line to turn around. So I'm not going to say too much about it. You can explore that for yourself if that feels interesting. Did you get that last bit? Okay. So I was just saying, I'm not going to say a lot more about that. You can just explore that for yourself. Like, where do intentions come in? How do I feel them? And then where do they go? Okay, so let's have some time for any kind of questions or reflections around this practice or other things we've been doing.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.